Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, April 15th for AgDaily.com. Looks like we're going to start off the week here a little bit lower. May corn down 2 cents overnight, 433 and a half. May wheat down 7 cents at 549. May beans down a nickel at 1169. We did have a new sale this morning, 165,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 135,000 old crop, 30,000 new crop. We're going to get the NOPA crush at 11 o'clock. They're looking for a record number of 197.8, beating the old record of 195.3. I have no idea how the USDA is not adjusting their crush numbers. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. The Brazilian real is a little bit lower here, making new lows for this leg of the move. That certainly doesn't help U.S. exports at all. We had good planting weather over the weekend in much of the country. We would think that the crop progress tonight is going to show planting moving along at a pretty good clip. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I don't think we'll see anything special there. We'll have export sales on Thursday. We're going to have cattle on feed on Friday. But, I think most of this week we're going to be looking at, the outside markets for some kind of direction. We've got the Dow Jones back up 300 this morning. Gold is down $5. Silver is up 37, making new contract highs. So a little bit mixed there. The dollar is steady. Crude oil is down 69 a barrel. So no real response to the Iranian attack on Israel. So, it's a little bit of a mixed bag here, but with planting going well, we're going to be slowed down tomorrow as the rains move from Nebraska up into Iowa and to Illinois. But for the most part, I think guys are doing a pretty good job of getting corn in the ground out here. And then the next 10 days looks cooler, but pretty much drier. So we don't see any real problems with getting the corn in the ground. And there just doesn't seem to be a strong bullish argument here, with last week's carryout numbers being higher in beans and wheat than they were expected, even higher than corn, though they did reduce the corn. It was still higher than expected. I just don't see anything compellingly bullish out here for the time being. Now, if the world gets excited about what's happening between Iran and Israel, if Israel, goes crazy out here and does something, out of the box, then we could see, some fireworks in the crude oil, which could certainly help the grain market out here. But aside from that, I don't see anything really fundamentally that's going to move this market. But as I've said many times, we move these markets often technically first, and then the fundamentals later justify it. So if we could get something interesting on the charts, then maybe the funds would cover. They're still heavily short corn, 250 corn, 84 wheat, 141 beans. So there's still plenty to cover out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.